there's two things, like getting over things and waking up, right? Now, who am I to tell somebody to get over something? Who am I to tell somebody to wake up? Who are any of us, really? Okay? We all live our lives, and it depends what we accomplish. If we're sitting at home, smoking weed, taking care of our family, or whatever, don't engage in anything that really saves humanity, really. You know, don't try to get into the media, don't try to make documentary films, don't try to invent a new water-fueled car, or something that's actually of consequence that you can, you know, physically grasp and give out and what have you. It's really, really hard, essentially, to classify somebody as woken up or not woken up, or they need to get over this or they need to get over that. And the problem I have with establishments just in general is that they take away people's free choice, and I'm not going to get over it until it's gone, really. Okay? Like, let's say, for example, you've been raped and you don't want to get over it, the trauma of that, until said rapist is behind bars. Know what I'm saying? It's about balance, restoring balance. If you cannot restore it, then people go, well, you've just got to deal with it. You've just got to get over it. And I don't know. There's something to be said for that kind of mentality, because it just means that you're a lazy piece of trash, really. You can't be bothered dealing with any of your problems, so you just ignore them, and you call that being mature and getting over it. When the reality is, if you're still doing the same thing today that you were doing a year ago, you haven't gotten over anything. You know, I'm not even doing the same thing today that I did yesterday. I get over things really, really, really quickly. The difficulty is I don't let things slide, right? I'm really upset most of my life, because, you know, I've always been the butt of a joke, always been teased. I mean, when I was in Form 1 at St. Peter's College, I think there was about 31 kids in the class. There were two of them, including me, who didn't give me hard-out abuse all day, every day, for being fat. All right? Until you are the one who is receiving everybody's crap, you don't know what it's like, really. And you develop strength from that, okay? I figured that I've had the perfect upbringing to do what I'm doing now. Perfect upbringing. Ridiculed, betrayed, lied to, had my life and my sense of cool, calm, collectedness destroyed more times than I can remember. So who better to be a conspiracy theorist talking about stuff that scares the bejesus out of everybody that nobody wants to talk about? You know, I'm making something of it. And, you know, I still do things that perhaps are ironic in my position. Like, for example, I don't exclusively drink non-fluoridated water. I mean, we buy water and things like that, and I drink the water raw. But when I'm having my coffee, I'm not boiling the water that we buy in order to make the coffee. I'm just using the tap water. And the problem is it's got fluoride in it and goodness knows how many other fracking chemicals. And when you boil it down and you steam it off, it actually concentrates the chemicals and stuff like that going down into it. Right? What do I cook my food in? I cook my food in fluoridated water, and that's all boiling up and everything like that, and highly concentrating that. I ate Carl's Jr. the other week. You know, shoot me! I'm such an evil I'm such an evil scumbag. I filled my car up at a globalist owned a gas station. You know, shoot me! Just shoot me! You know, I'm such a bad evil person. You know, there really ain't no choice anymore. Ultimately, how the hell do you disband? You know, some people think because they don't watch TV and instead play video games and listen to heavy metal that they're better than me in some way. We're all fracking slaves. We're all fracking flawed. And if you want to judge me, why don't you take a look at yourself? You know, How are you better? How are you any better? Are you a saint? Are you a god? Who are you to criticize me? Who am I to criticize anybody else, really? You know, I find myself doing it. And in fact, I do it all the time. I do it all the time. And I tell people that what they do doesn't matter, and as if I'm some kind of evolved being, as if I'm doing something more important with my life than most people are. I mean, just being in the public eye and doing radio shows and videos and stuff like that, this stuff doesn't really matter, okay? No, nothing really matters unless things really change. That's my conclusion. I was talking with my producer's wife the other night, and she takes care of disabled people for a living, and she said, I feel like I'm really making a difference. And I said, well, are you really, really making a difference? What happens if you stop taking care of them? Are they somehow going to take care of themselves, or are they still going to need somebody else to come in and take care of them anyway? They're still going to need to have somebody else. So nothing's actually changed. So you haven't actually made a difference. You're doing something. Just doing something doesn't mean you're making a difference, you know? And it's not to belittle anybody's efforts. It's just we need to realize that the vast majority of our lives, we do things of no consequence. Everybody does. We all engage in hypocrisy, okay? Hypocrisy is like, let's just say this. Time and history make hypocrites of us all. We've all said things before that we haven't exactly adhered to. Do as I say, not as I do. You know, I remember my mum's friend's Gary. I think we were outside a video store in Waikiki Island once, and he was sipping a bottle of scotch as he got into his car, and he tells us, "Don't drink and drive, kids." My uncle, drunk as heck, scabbing cigarettes off me, telling me that I'm a loser because I smoke marijuana, and I'll never accomplish anything. Don't you love it how drunk people criticize stoners? You know, usually while they're really, really drunk, showing that clearly they don't have a handle on their own substance abuse. Take a look at yourself. We are really, really afraid to analyze what a bunch of frack-ups we all are, you know? Half the time I'm thinking about how annoyed I am with stuff that's outside of my control, and the other half of the time I'm really pissed off with myself because I'm such a fracking loser that I can't even bear it, okay? I might be doing things that some people might think are great or whatever, you know? Talking about important things, having contact with some of the greatest thinkers of our time. Sure, great. I'm still not accomplishing enough. I still haven't evolved. I'm still not where I want to be. I don't want to stop growing. I don't want to sit and be stagnant. I don't want to do the same thing all day, every day, and never change, never grow. And so many of us fall into that because it's like a comfort zone. As soon as you get comfortable, you best change things up really, really quickly before you get comfortable with being comfortable. Before comfort becomes your main pursuit in life. Before relaxing becomes your main occupation. Mm-mm. Working hard out and suffering should be everybody's main occupation, and relaxation and peace should be the minority of the time, I believe. You know, that's why we work, nearly 50 weeks out of the year and only take a couple of weeks off to recharge. It's all you really need. You don't need huge quantities of time to recharge the batteries. You only need a little. The vast majority of the time, we should be kicking ourselves in the ass, saying, do more, stop fracking around, stop being so pleased with yourself, stop being so happy, stop looking at all your achievements and things like that, and think about, how can I make the world a better place? Am I making the world a better place right now at this particular moment? I'm delivering kind of a philosophy in my personal thoughts. I don't know how many people are listening and resonating with this. I don't know if anybody's even listening at all. Even if they can hear me, I don't even know if people are listening. Do you know what I mean? Doesn't matter how great your realizations are or philosophy or how fulfilling you think your career is. Does it really make a difference? Meaning, after you're gone, after you stop doing what you're doing, are things improved after you're gone anyway? Do things have to keep getting better without you having to keep bettering them? That's really what this is all about. That's why I like to have all these shows and everything recorded. Hopefully, maybe, just one person who's listening to this broadcast today will go, you know what, Vinny's right. I'm really too comfortable. I need to change things up. I need to quit smoking or I need to start my own radio show. I need to fix that fracking car that's been sitting up on blocks for goodness knows how long. I need to clean up my filthy fracking apartment. I need to quit my job working for scumbags. I need to stop eating shoddy, crappy food. I need to stop listening to radio show hosts that scare the living bejesus out of me and put me into a freaking fetal position so I can't even be bothered doing anything with my life and just sitting on my ass and watching TV or listening to the radio or anything like that and consuming other people's content and not creating my own. You listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show. We'll be right back after the break.